The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, where we go? The podcast before your big July 4th weekend. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Yeah, for whatever reason, New Jersey has decided this would be the time to pave the parkway.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Stupid. It's very strange. Like on 4th of July weekend, like long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, you know, because they've been paving the parkway for a little while now. They like do it in, like, they'll do this lane. Then it is nice to drive on a new smooth parkway.
I just think it should be done at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, like I don't mind it coming in. And there's sometimes a little bit of a delay. That's when I expect it. But not like heading down to the Jersey Shore on 4th of July weekend, we shouldn't be paving the parkway.
Right.
Not wrong with that to say that, Jerry. It's not controversial.
I agree.
By the way, are fireworks legal or illegal? Like, I feel like we decided illegal. Weed legal now.
Yeah.
Betting on everything legal.
Right.
Fireworks were still...
They're illegal in the state of New Jersey and New York. You go to Pennsylvania to... And that's what people do. They go to Pennsylvania to buy real fireworks, and they bring them back here and shoot them off.
So if I'm in New Jersey, because when I'm down in... I'm in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away the place, but it's they're not hiding this place. They're in a major traffic circle. Mm-hmm. They're selling fireworks.
Yeah, but they're not selling the ones I'm saying that are illegal.
So it's like they're kind of like loser fireworks?
Well...
For like weaklings?
I believe what you can get are the sparklers.
Yeah.
The things that make funky colors, mm-hmm, and perhaps bottle rockets. Know what they're called?
Yeah. The ones that have the long red stick that...
The ones that go high in the air.
Yeah.
And make unbelievable...
Oh, yeah. The big displays.
Yes. Those are the M80s and those, the ones that make... Those are illegal. And those are the ones that I believe you have to have a permit for. If you're going to have a fireworks display on a beach or at a park or something like that.
Isn't it funny that they're like, we're all in the United States. We're the United States.
Everything's different every state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where like New Jersey goes, M80s, you blow some real stuff up with that. And then Pennsylvania's like, yeah, it's cool. You want an M80s? I got you.
Freedom that the federal government gives each state to rule their state the way their citizens see fit. And that's what you vote for.
But why are some rules we decide every state must follow, and then others we go, whatever you want to do?
Well, that I couldn't tell you. Yeah. Like, give me one that everyone has
to
follow.
Like, if North Dakota was like, you know what, if you want to kill your neighbor.
Well, no, that's not.
All right, I went too far on that
capital.
One.
That's capital. What are we talking about?
I went too far on that one.
Let's not go with murder.
Not murder, but weed, for example. Like, we've decided, like, New Jersey, if you want to buy weed, you can go buy weed.
Right.
But there are states where you cannot go buy weed.
Right. In New Jersey, up until a couple of years ago, you couldn't buy
it. Yeah. Sports gambling. You can do this here. You can't do it here.
I believe that does go to the politicians you vote in, and then what laws they decide to basically follow through with.
But I just wonder why, like... How do we decide something is federally decided,
I don't know,
nationally, or on the state?
That's a good question for Boomer. He probably knows the answer.
Yeah, there's probably a simple explanation, mm-hmm, right? there's probably a simple explanation for it.
Yeah. I mean, this, even something as simple as the speed limit. The
yes.
speed limit is different. Ever there was a speed limit driving down to Myrtle Beach at one point was 75 miles an hour. It's fast.
Yeah.
Then there's places in New Jersey, it's 65. Some places it's 50. Some places it's 55. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm. M80s was always like the mysterious thing when I was a kid growing up with fireworks.
Yeah.
Because I just pictured this, and I'm not even sure I've ever seen a real M80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it sounded like a bomb, Jerry.
Isn't that what Jason Pierre-Paul blew up his hand with?
Yeah.
Maybe it was something different. I always assumed it was that, and I feel like I read that, but... Yeah, I mean, they're dangerous.
Yes.
That's one thing. So growing up, when I was young, like before I was 10, 11 years old, we always had a big 4th of July party in my house. And it's like my dad was in Vietnam. My dad, you know, would shoot the discs. Wasn't much of a hunter, but he would still, with the shotgun, would go to a range. And I even went to one when I was a kid.
The clay pigeons?
Yeah. And his friend... we're not close with any longer, but they were the type that would shoot the fireworks right in the middle of the street in our neighborhood. And our house was the house to come hang out to watch this display. And I always remember, like, as a kid, oh, I'm going near that.
Yeah.
Because those bottle rockets, you'd light them, and if you had to make sure there was enough of it, because they would just take off. And I've never been interested in that. And then now I live in a place where I love my neighborhood. I got crap flying over my house now, starting tonight, I guarantee you, until Sunday night. There'll be crap in the backyard for the next week.
From the falling out of the sky and landing.
Oh, they should be. I have so many, and I don't know if it's because I have a bunch of cops in our neighborhood. I'm not sure. But it seems like people do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, I don't think he's done it for years, but my brother-in-law, who's a dentist.
My guy, I'll be there next week.
He'd be out there blowing up fireworks.
I'm really? Like,
you need your hands.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to talk to him. He better not do anything. I need him next Friday.
Yeah, I don't recall him doing it.
Recently?
Yeah, it was like in their other house where they haven't lived in a while. But I remember him doing it there and me thinking, like you're thinking, like this seems very dangerous.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like working in the ER on the 4th of July night or the whole weekend.
No.
It's got to be just nonstop people coming in, blowed up their hands.
That, and I'll tell you what, is a really bad night to be in the ER in terms of it being crowded and seeing stuff you don't need to see.
Yeah.
Concert nights. Concert nights at, I forget what it's called now. They changed, it was Meridian Health in Homedale. It used to be Bayshore Hospital, which was literally 3 miles from the Art Center. Man, oh man. I remember one time I went in there. What did I do? An ankle, broken ankle, something. And I got in there like 9 p.m. And all I remember the ER nurse telling me was, oh, you got in here at the right time. Why? She goes, another hour is supposed to be packed. I'm like, how do you know that? She goes, concert, kids, drinking. I'm like, oh, between fights and drinking. And she was right. I was almost done when all of a sudden it was just a flood of people coming into the hospital.
Yeah.
Stomach pumpings, people falling, breaking limbs, fights. Like, oh, my God. What a mess.
I came out of a Keith Urban concert there, probably in 2014.
Okay.
I remember what year it was of who I went to the concert with. And you know, at the PNC Arts Center, there's the parking, the VIP parking, which is close by.
Yep.
And then there's the far away parking. So when you come out, you have to pass by the VIP parking. A man had in his car, he had the back seat door open, and he was licking a woman's vagina right out in the open.
Yeah. That doesn't shock me.
I was thrown off by that.
Nothing surprises me in these parking lots.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some wild crap that goes
on. Yeah.
That's a bit much, but it doesn't shock me.
The alcohol again, Jerry.
Wait till we hang out for the warm-up show. We talk about this.
We talked about alcohol being a problem.
People do some nutso things. Yeah. Even like, because the Mets were in Toronto yesterday, so I saw it resurfaced, the two people that were having sex at the Sky Dome or whatever it was called, you know, like 8 years ago, right there on camera.
Yeah.
I know they didn't think they were on camera, but they went to an empty section where obviously eyes are going to be on you because there's only two people. And he's pumping up and like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand the public sex thing unless like you live with roommates or something. But if you've got a nice, comfortable home for yourself.
Right, use it.
Go do that there.
My guess would be the guy in the vagina at the art center.
Yeah.
Not his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah, probably not. Right. It was something exciting and new he picked up at the Keith Urban concert.
Alcohol.
Yeah, and alcohol.
Right.
Huh.
That is wild.
Tonight we have the fireworks in Bradley Beach.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite nights because it gets very busy. And I like to watch people try to find parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I just love it, Jerry.
Do they do the fireworks over the ocean, like on the beach?
Yes.
So you get to see it.
I will see it,
so you have a front row seat to people watch?
Yes.
Park watch?
Mm-hmm.
And fireworks.
Oh, it's tremendous.
That's pretty good.
It's one of my favorite nights of the year.
That is pretty good.
For that reason, because I have my parking spot already. I watch people try to park. Because the other interesting thing is in some of these beaches, all towns will probably have this in certain areas, like on Ocean Avenue in Bradley Beach, there are some spots that are just for, you know, EMS.
Right.
This is for somebody who's working at the golf course, mini golf.
Yeah.
This is for someone who's working the beach. So, but people see the open spot.
They get excited.
They get excited. They pull into it and then see the sign, and then they have to back out. And then the next person does it. Whoop. Oh, it's so much. So enjoyable.
That's something you should record and post.
Yeah.
That's funny. That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's good. You have mini golf in Bradley Beach?
We do, yeah. It's very popular too, yeah.
I know. It's something I've wanted to start for probably 7-8 years.
Yeah, I can't believe how busy the mini golf gets.
Well, it's something for people to do.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a place on Route 36 heading towards Seabright that was, like, a pizza place and mini golf, and it was always packed. And then one day, they sold it, and whoever bought it opened it up as some other type of restaurant and just let the mini golf go to hell. And I'm like, you're talking about a place that you just printed, had to have printed money, because it was always hard, not hard to get on, but there was always busy. And I never understood it. And in an area where we live, obviously for you it's the summer, but in an area where I live, there's very little. You're limited with what you're going to do. That's why when you see an outside ice cream shop, they're packed on Friday and Thursday nights, Friday nights. Hey, let's get ice cream. What else is there to do in town? Nothing. It's like such a great idea. But I guess it's hard to find the land, but it seems like such a good idea.
Everyone can go mini golf.
Yeah.
You have dates, a man and a woman on a nice day. You can go with your family with children. You could go with your group of buddies.
Yep.
And be competitive.
Yes.
You can go with your grandparents.
I agree.
It's everything.
It's a little slice of Americana.
Ah, it is Americana, Jerry.
When I go away, and you and I have discussed this many times over the years, but it was something that I noticed again, even being away, driving through the Carolinas and Virginia. You can live anywhere. Now you're a little different because you have the ocean across the street from you. For me, the ocean's 15 minutes, maybe 16 minutes right down, right into Seabright. That having been said, I haven't been to the beach in years. So if I live by one, it is what it is. As long as I got golf courses near me, a movie theater, which I don't go to anymore, a Costco, Target. Every city's the same.
Yeah.
They really are all the same chain restaurants. The food's the same. And it's like, what really is different other than who lives around you?
Yeah. That's what the book many years ago called Fast Food Nation was about.
Okay.
It was about how every town's got a Home Depot, a Target, a Fridays, a Chili's.
And Applebee's.
And that was what they were really worried about with after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. The fear that the only companies that would have the money to build there would be all the chain places, and then you lose the uniqueness of your city to those things.
Yeah, understood.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Are cats afraid of fireworks?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, she'll cower under the bed.
She will, because I know people get very concerned, people's dogs do, but I was curious about cats, because sometimes cats are so they look like they don't give two craps about anything, Jerry.
Yeah, no, we've had four cats.
Yeah.
three have passed away.
Yeah.
But going back to when I was 25 or 20, I always told you my first cat was 19 when she died. So we had her for a long time. She hated them. The next two hated them. The last one, Callie, that we have, she's now, God, she's 9 already, which is crazy. She still looks like a little kitten to me, but hates it. Absolutely hate her. Tail gets big.
And they'll hide like in
they
the will, house.
Yeah, they'll either, it's cute, like she'll either nestle up in between my wife's arms, like because she's terrified, or she will hide under the bed. And it's not all of them. It's the really loud ones.
Yeah.
That she will freak out. Not shake, not to that level, but she's clearly terrified.
I know people's dogs, some of them will like hide behind they'll try to get behind the toilet. Mm. Some of them go in bathtubs.
That's interesting.
Under beds, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to protect themselves.
Yeah. From all the things I complain about my dog about, she does not care about fireworks.
Oh, that's great.
Or thunder or any of that. Thank God.
That is good.
Yeah. The first year I got her in 2020 on 4th of July, I had her laying out on the outside deck while the fireworks were exploding above her. She was nothing. Just snoring away.
That's great.
Yeah. That's so I got good. Very lucky there.
It's a very comfortable dog.
She's very comfortable there, yeah.
Have you ever worked around the 4th of July, or have you always been off like the I know the 4th, I don't think you've... I've worked the 4th, I don't think you have. Have you ever worked like the 3rd, though, to where the 2nd that night could be horrendous with the... You can't sleep.
Yes.
It's brutal.
Yeah, yeah, with the going off, yeah. Yeah, since here, I haven't worked it, but okay. In my previous radio careers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because then people are just blowing things up. I don't really get off on fireworks.
No, I don't either. I'm long past them.
Yeah.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Ooh. And it's funny when people like take videos of the fireworks, like, dude.
You're never watching those again.
Never watching it again.
I know. That is
just
very
be
true.
In the moment and enjoy your fireworks.
Right. And then move on.
I don't know why they have to explode, the colorful ones. Like, just be colorful in the sky.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Why does it got to go boom?
Maybe that's what makes them fizzle out.
Hmm.
I don't make fireworks. I have no idea.
And there's always a big finale, Jerry.
Yes. You ever see on video on YouTube when like a fireworks display goes off inadvertently all at once?
I have seen that. It's awesome.
And it's over in 30 seconds. That's funny.
All the towns try to stagger it so they're not all doing it the same night, you know.
I was happy. Well, I don't know if I'm happy or not. Our town is tomorrow night. I was thrilled that the 4th was a Saturday, so I didn't have to worry about the sleep thing. But then it hit me. People are off tomorrow. It's going to start tonight.
Yeah, so right, my town tonight.
Yeah, I should have taken off tomorrow just for that reason alone.
So you get things exploding on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
Probably Sunday night, too.
Sunday night, rain, if anything gets rained out.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be a problem, especially with when you got to get up in the middle of the night. It sucks.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm excited for you and Gordon Damer to get together tomorrow, Jerry.
You're not going
to
listen.
Get it going on. I might listen back on the app.
Okay.
You don't know that.
That is true. You could listen on the app.
I could do that.
Like I said to you before, I've known of Gordon for a very long time.
Yeah.
I met him. God, I want to say I met him at, I'm going to say this, I think Shea Stadium way back when, but never really talked to him. He was always at the other radio station.
Yeah.
So I like the way he does a show. So hopefully it'll go good tomorrow.
Hmm.
We'll get to know Gordon a little bit.
Yeah. Get to know Gordon.
A little bit.
Yeah. I think he's got a, Evan Washburn vibe to him a little
bit. He's got a TV look.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I totally agree. Tall, strapping, handsome man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm the ugly mule. So we'll make a good little couple.
Why are you an ugly mule?
Well, I'm short, not so attractive, overweight. Other than that, I'm looking great these days.
He is a slim fella.
He is. Yeah, he is. Very much so. And he's what I like is he's a Yankee guy.
Oh, okay.
So I do feel like there's a lot of Mets on this show. In the morning, you're clearly a Met fan. Gio and Boomer, I certainly slide Mets, but it's kind of, I think it's good that it's a Yankee voice.
And I know we like sports radio loves bad news, right?
Yeah.
So you got the Yankees lost all these games in a row. But still, because Steve Cohen talked yesterday and the Mets are such a disaster.
They get very little play.
It's still dominated.
So Evan asked me, like, what would you lead with today?
Yeah.
Because he's very... he understands the plight of the Yankee fan. And I said, honestly, I'm like, the guy's open with the World Cup, which I get. I don't like soccer. I ain't watching it. So I wouldn't have done that, but I understand why they did. Said if it was me, I'd open with the Mets because of Cohen. And he's like, see, that's what I think, but the Yankees have lost seven straight. I'm like, yeah, but yeah. They're losing seven straight, but they've got several guys out. It's not different.
Panic mode.
Now, I'm not saying if you're a Yankee fan, I wouldn't tell you not to be worried, for sure. You've lost seven straight. The Rays have passed you again. But the sky is not falling. The Mets sky is falling after what the thing Steve Cohen said yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's why the Yankees almost kind of get a little bit of a pass, but not tomorrow. Gordon will give plenty of Yankee talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's one that is a little concerned.
Yeah.
And that's fine too.
You going to barbecue this weekend?
No. I would say we have two parties to go to on Saturday, which is troublesome because it's going to be 100 degrees again Saturday. And they're outdoors. That sucks.
You'd just be surfsiding your ass off, Jerry, with those.
I will.
Ice cold iced teas.
Yes. But so the only thing I would say is I've got to try and go surfside water because they go down really easy. Yeah. This is not a commercial, but you've had them too.
Yeah, they go down very easy.
They go down really easy. And when it's 100 degrees out, you can be 5 or 6 in and it'll hit you. And I don't want that to happen. So I got to alternate.
I always go in with that idea.
To alternate?
Even if I'm having beers.
Man, the beer thing is hard though because they bloat you so bad.
And I'm going to have a water. And what do? I have a beer. I go, I'll have another beer, then I'll have a water. Now I'm two beers in, I'm feeling great. Because I'm a lightweight.
And your inhibitions are back.
I'll have a third beer.
You know, you're in the back of a car licking vagina.
At a Keith Urban concert, Jay.
I didn't mean to say that.
Is that Al Dukes from the Boomer and Geo show?
I don't know. That's a narrow ass.
What is he doing over there? Really funny. Feeling himself at this Keith Urban show.
But I am going to try
to
alternate with the water. So we have that Saturday. Sunday's not going to be much of a day because I'm working Monday. So... yeah, okay, whatever. Tomorrow will be a golf day, even though it's going to be 105. I am going to go out and play. I don't really see much barbecuing this weekend, which I'll be fine with.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
I it's whatever.
You should bring a little grill in tomorrow morning. You and Gordon Damer grill up some wieners.
I do want to do something 4th of July related. I'm just not sure what. I remember back in the day, we used to do like indoor. Remember Craig used to bring in the bar. Not that we did much with it, because I think we got yelled at by the building. But the one year he brought in the George Foreman grill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that
was... yeah, we got yelled at.
Yes, that seemed fun. But I don't know what exactly...
although you just can't... you can't have an open flame. So the George Foreman grill or something was not open flame.
So could I theoretically... could I plug in a George Foreman grill and put it on the...
I don't know. I'm always worried in buildings and workplaces what the sprinkler system is like.
Yeah, but if I'm just Formaning hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? There'd be no smoke.
I don't know.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would hate to see you set off a sprinkler system in here.
I know, with the construction. Everybody running out of here like rats off a sinking ship.
Destroying all the equipment with water.
Where's the fire? No fire. They're grilling hot dogs.
We're making wieners over here.
Yeah, I got to come up with something. I don't know what, though. I don't know.
All right, Jerry.
Let's have a great long weekend.
Let's do the warm-up program. I will return Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday. You'll be here with Gordon tomorrow. I'm going to check that out.
Okay.
I am going to check that out.
I appreciate
on
that.
On the app.
All right. That sounds fine.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Monday is CeeLo?
Monday is CeeLo, yes.
So it's interesting. You don't do the podcast with CeeLo. Why is that?
I don't know. I guess I just started doing it with Eddie.
Okay.
And then
so you just pulled Rami and I got you.
Yeah, then because what I started, I don't know, because I would do the podcast with Eddie, and then it just seemed like, I got both of them in the mix.
Got it.
Got a warm-up, got an Eddie.
All right.
Now we get a warm-up, get a Rami.
Sounds good.
Plus, I wanted to get to know Rami via the podcast.
Right.
And also criticize his work without me having to one-on-one do
confront
that in actual life and being able to do it in front of a microphone. I wish I could have this in my life, like, you know, you're in a relationship and you got issues. Let's hash it out here on the podcast.
Let's do a podcast. Well, is it any different than going to therapy?
No.
You have someone telling you you're doing something wrong. Just talk it out.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Now, you, now, what do you mean when you say I'm emotionally unavailable?
Yeah, you laugh. It probably would work well.
Oh, it'd be great. I would
YouTube
listen to
live.
That. Yeah, I would listen to that.
That's funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up. So...
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.